America weekend.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time now for this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. But this week it's all different. Worlds are colliding. Upside down is right side up because for the first time in the 46 show history of this program.
Wow, 46.
That's right. Christina, time flies when you're having fun. Christina Staffo is here live in the studio to do her Entertainment Report.
Yes.
This is so exciting.
It is exciting and it's going to be different. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, here we go. So we can't do this without her appropriate music. Here we go with the music. This week's Entertainment Report, here is Christina Staffo.
All right, Ed. Bruce Jenner, no more. Everyone say hello to Caitlyn Jenner. After a lifetime of struggle and secrets, Caitlyn Jenner is free, and she arrived in style posing for the cover of Vanity Fair. We've been hearing rumors and reading reports about this transformation journey for a while now, so no one should really be shocked about this. The emotional two-day shoot was with well-renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz. And, you know, she looked really
good.
She looked good. And you know, people were saying that she looked like
Jessica Lange,
which I kind of see.
Yeah.
Well, I know that Caitlyn had recently some 10-hour like feminization surgery on her face. So I wonder if, you know, she went in there and said, hey.
With a picture of Jessica Lange. She watched Tootsie the night before, brought in the picture and said, make me look like this.
Well, regardless, the cover that was leaked to the internet looks beautiful.
Yes.
So, you know, good luck. Good for you, Caitlyn. Now, here's my next question.
Yes.
Because there's a two-parter here.
Uh-oh.
Why would Kim and Kanye decide that it's a good idea that on the day that Caitlyn Jenner is announcing this Vanity Fair shoot, that they need to come out and say, oh, we're pregnant with our second baby?
Because they upstage each other. That is the meaning of a Kardashian.
They are in love with being in the media.
Yes.
And in the forefront of everyone's mind. And you know what really, you know, was the kicker for me with that whole story? Kim was like, it was a struggle to getting pregnant again.
Oh.
It was tedious.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That whole process was tedious.
You know, as a father,
give me a break.
Let me just say, I never complained once during that process.
I'm sure you didn't.
Because I was in it for the long haul.
Do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do and you smile the entire way through
it. Okay, so let's move on now. Mallrats 2. You remember Mallrats, right? Okay,
yes.
Coming back with at least 5 of the original cast members.
Wow.
Now, it's rumored that Kevin Smith is also talking to Ben Affleck to get him back to join the cast. Now, there's no confirmation yet, obviously. You know, that's all just rumor at this point. But hopefully, you know, the person that deals with Affleck's schedule maybe will make it work and we'll see him join the crew.
Oh, let's hope so.
All right, Ed.
Yes.
If I tell you life's a garden, dig it, what comes to mind?
That it's springtime and it's time for me to go and hoe the weeds out of the garden.
Dang. No, it's Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt
is coming back.
It's coming
for
back.
A second movie, Beautiful Loser, okay?
Oh.
Which is, you know, also on the horizon somewhere, this movie coming out. The film brings us back to Joe Dirt. As a married man, happy with his wife and kids.
Wow.
When, listen to this, listen to this plot.
Yes.
A tornado hits. He runs to his truck to go do something, I'm not sure.
But the tornado
picks up the truck and then he suddenly finds himself back in time.
Wow.
And the whole plot of the movie is him back in time trying to find his way back to his family.
This sounds worse than Sharknado.
You know, I was actually a really big fan of the first Joe Dirt movie. I thought it was funny and clever.
Right. But this one took about 10 minutes to write.
Not so much. Sorry, Joe Dirt.
Will you go see it?
Probably. I will wait for it to come out on cable.
On cable or Netflix and all that.
Okay.
Joe Dirt.
Now,
okay.
here's actually something I was very interested in when I saw this article.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King fans, you got to listen up now because apparently...
Nerd alert.
Okay, so Stephen King fans, listen up. Apparently, things are in the works for the first part of The Dark Tower to make it to the big screen. Now, the first book was The Gunslinger. Now, this is why I think that this might actually work.
Why?
Because in the past, when you see these long, drawn-out Stephen King movies, that the transition from book to movie never works. It's always terrible.
Mm-hmm.
This series of books was actually 8 books from 1982 to 2012.
Wow.
And it was actually broken up into like different stories and different books.
Okay.
So this first one, The Gunslinger, is about an otherworldly gunslinger trying to stop interdimensional turmoil. I mean, when you have a plot
Boy,
like
that's
that,
Shakespeare.
When you have a plot like that, how bad can it really be, Ed?
It can be very, very bad. That's how bad it can be.
Well, I'm having high hopes for this one, okay?
Yeah, don't get yourself too expectant for this.
Well,
my goodness.
With this week's entertainment update, we'll end it on a sour note. Sure, why not? I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Wow, this was just so different. You know, the whole dynamic was different.
I kind of like it. I do. This is good.
Maybe we'll do more of this in the future. We'll see.
We just stepped on something.
And it saves me a whole lot of time in the editing room and having to drop in my little thing. I like this because it's making my life easier.
You see?
And that's the key to this whole show, making my life easier and entertaining the masses across the country. All right.
How many apps do you have on your phone right now? 5, 22, 67, 429, how many? Wow, that's a lot. All right, how many of those do you think were invented by teenagers? That's right, teenagers, all that teenage angst that gets all built up. What do? They create these apps that you love and you have on your phone. There are some great apps created by teens. Here we go. The first one is Cosmos Browser. Cosmos Browser, created by Rothith Varanzi, enables users to browse the internet via SMS without a data or Wi-Fi connection. Why didn't I think of that? Cosmos is a fully featured browser which enables you to browse around, follow links, and visit any website that you would on a desktop computer. It provides an internet connection in places where you wouldn't otherwise have one, and enables you to browse the entire internet even if you've used up your data for the month or don't have a Wi-Fi network connection. If you can make the call, you can get online, the project's website explains. Fast Company reported last year that Cosmos Browser is a smart idea for the dumb phone world, pointing out that the software could become an essential workaround in parts of the world where a data connection or a Wi-Fi network is hard to come by. The next one, again, these are great apps created by teens, Finish. Finish is a to-do list for procrastinators available for the iPhone and iPad. It began as a project by two 16-year-olds, Ryan Orbuck and Michael Hansen, and TechCrunch reported in 2013 that the idea originated during their 10th grade finals, when they wanted a better way to stay on top of all the work they needed to complete. With Finish, the app's website explains, time is an elastic concept. You can define what short-term and mid-term time frames mean to you, and when you set the due date for a task, the app will categorize it automatically. You can opt to receive notifications when tasks slide from mid-term to short-term, or when they become due. Once you've added a task, Finish keeps track of how much time has elapsed and auto-manages your tasks by sliding them into the proper time frames and sending optional notifications. Oh my goodness! Just get a notepad or just do things when they're due. You know what? How about a couple of pieces of paper and a couple of useful refrigerator magnets and you will remember everything. But no. Everything has to go through your phone. Your phone has to remind you when to do this, when to do that, when to say happy birthday to someone, when to take care of your normal bodily functions. Because we are becoming inherently dumb, stupid, and lazy. Thus, the app Finish. The next one, Flight Car. Flight Car is a service that provides travelers with free airport parking by enabling them to rent out their cars to other travelers. Oh, nothing can go wrong here, right? The Washington Post reports that the service got its start when a trio of teens, Kevin Petrovic, Rajul Saparde, and Jri Ganeshram, realized they could reduce the number of cars sitting idle in airport parking lots by connecting inbound travelers in need of cars with outbound travelers who need to park them. Hi, I don't know you. Take my car and go park it. Maybe I'll see it in 2 weeks. Every rental is insured up to $1 million, and renters are pre-screened. Flight Car members get free parking, a car wash. Wow, they even wash your car. And get paid if their car is rented out. Members who rent a Flight Car vehicle are guaranteed to get the lowest rental rates. With free insurance and no fees, the service operates in 14 major U.S. cities so far, and more locations are coming soon. You know, this is a story we're going to talk about on the show in a couple of weeks. When do we get to the point where these services, these apps start to encroach upon licensed professions? Look at Uber. All of a sudden, you know, Uber is all over the place in places where you needed to spend $100,000 to get a medallion to be able to operate a taxi or a limousine legally. Doesn't matter because Skippy's got the old Hyundai out there and he's driving around taking people to the airport. How did that happen? How can you have a service such as Airbnb where all of a sudden you're a hotel and are you inspected? Come on over and sleep in my pile of bedbugs. Hey, come on over. See those sheets? They haven't been washed in 4 years. Have a nice night. As long as it goes through an app. As long as it's based in technology, it's good for the world. And regulations be damned. Next, HomeSwipe. HomeSwipe, founded by Jason Marmon, Michael Lisavetsky, and Dean Tsoukaris, enables you to... the George, Paul, and Ringo of apps, I guess, there, enables you to find a new apartment to rent in New York City via a Tinder-like interface on its website or via its iOS app. You can navigate rental listings through the swipe interface, swiping left or left to pass and right to save to favorites. Oh, my goodness. You can fine-tune your search with filters by price, pet friendliness, neighborhood number of bedrooms, and whether a property has features such as a doorman. The whole world is now located in that little box in your pocket. Nothing else matters. This is America Weekend, and I'm a human, Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.